podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Now we're getting into the winter months and that is bath weather for me.
You have your annual bath.
I have my annual
in
bath.
In June.
Yeah.
You file your taxes and you celebrate.
And I have my bath because we have our shower / bath. We've got a weird setup at our house.
I know now. I've been to your house now.
And the bath is huge.
Yeah.
It's a spa bath.
It is.
It's like three people could sit in there.
It's unnecessary and it sends a message.
It really does. Anyway, so when you have a bath, we only try and have one maybe once or twice a year because I just feel like it's so much water. I can't justify that amount of water. It makes me sad.
As a kid, did you ever on the weekends, like your dad ever do like a Weber? You know Weber, when we were kids, Webers were the thing, like the coal barbecue. And so on a Sunday morning, he'd start firing up the coal.
Yeah.
And then sort of by lunchtime, you'd smell it all day, but by lunchtime, the food would actually be ready or late, like sort of mid-afternoon, whatever. And that's what I imagine it's like filling your bath.
Oh, 100%. No, so what it is, you just got to turn the tap on and just leave.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you've got to boil massive saucepans of water because the water will eventually run out of heat. And so then you have to have boiled water and pour it in. Also at the same time, the kettle has to be going.
Yeah,
so you just keep doing hot water and hot.
So, so to fill your bath, you need more hot water than
what the house can provide.
Yeah, water system.
Yeah, because you also need to leave some water at the end of it. So some hot water at the end of it.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't just get up from a bath and just go on with my day. Do you know what I mean? Like I need to have a shower afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shower after the bath.
Yeah. So this is the thing,
it's
right?
Because you poop in the bath.
Well, yeah, I love doing that. It's my one treat of the year.
That's why you only do it once a year.
So if I was to ask you what makes you feel cleaner, shower or baths, what would you say?
Shower, absolutely.
Okay,
I'm not a bath guy.
Not a bath guy. As kids, though, we grow up on baths.
Baths, absolutely. Like, yeah.
And that's a thing. And so it's a debate, apparently, that's divided the internet. And scientists are like, we're going to study this because people are so divided over what makes you cleaner, shower or baths. And I'm like, no, I don't think any of us are debating this one. It's definitely a shower.
Surely some funds could be redirected to something more sort of pressing or important.
Thank you, Tom. Because some people are saying that, you know, you're stewing in your own soup is basically what a bath is. And that's kind of how I'd say it too.
Yeah.
So Dr. Primrose Freeston.
Oh, Primmy.
A clinical microbiologist.
Sorry, is it Freestone?
It is Freestone.
Well, Primrose Freestone.
Hi, Primrose Freestone.
And doctor.
Hey, Dr. Primrose Freestone.
Love a woman in STEM,
you know, it's great.
Yeah.
She said, when you have a bath, the water is not changed. So all you're doing is redistributing the bacteria living on you to different body sites. Tell me more, doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, a shower is continuously changing stream of water, which washes away potential germs. Now, I'm no scientist, but I feel like if you had paid me a couple hundred grand, I probably could have put that one together for you. They said showers clean skin more effectively than baths. We shower to remove dirt, sweat, oil and odour causing microorganisms, mostly bacteria, from our skin. This personal hygiene is important in maintaining general health and avoiding skin rashes and infections.
But how does it happen, Lauren?
Once again, someone with no research or smartness could probably have told you that. Look, that's the thing. I think it's more like baths seem more relaxing.
Mm.
However, I do prefer a shower because I like the feeling of running water. And I also like, but a bath, you're encapsulated, but then also I get a bit too hot.
Yeah, same.
So I'm in a bath,
it's got to be hot because my showers are hot, right? So I expect my bath to be the same. I get in there. And then I'm in, right?
Just sit. Oh, God.
No, don't sit too fast.
I'll never have children again.
They're inside me. So as soon as that heat like goes, I'm out. I'm not interested anymore. And also it gets a lot.
It gets a lot. Oh, man, and you're lying in there and it's been 4 hours to get this hot soup going.
Yeah.
And then you get in, you're like, I'm done after 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no one else wants to jump in there.
No.
So it's a whole thing. Such but amazing. Scientists studying the big things,
oh,
we love you for it.
Yeah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Now, there's a few things in life that we love. One of them is someone who's sort of 20, late teens, early 20s, telling us everything they've learned about their time on Earth and, like, yeah, just telling me how to live my life. You've been here for 5 minutes. The other cool thing is when sort of a white middle-aged man tells women what they can and can't do with their bodies particularly.
Yeah, yeah, love that
and
one.
And their choices, that type of thing. So strap yourself in.
Oh, here we go.
It's time for the ladder. Now, this is actually, I'm going to do this through Queen of Etiquette Laura Windsor. See? So now I've softened the blow, haven't I?
You have.
Because it's actually coming from a lady because I don't know things.
Mm.
But this lady does. She does it for a job. Etiquette. This is exactly when you should be giving up every youthful habit.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna hit you with the thing and you're going to say when it's sort of when you think the age is where you should stop doing something.
Okay.
Or you don't have to say it at any age at all. You can say, I think you can do that forever. But if you say that for everything, mm-hmm. then it's going to be really boring radio, okay?
So, okay, all right, all right.
We've already had an hour. Well, okay, premix cocktails. So I'm talking like UDLs and that kind of thing. How old do you think you're going to be?
I don't want to give you boring radio, but I think you can be 105 and still have.
Well, everybody can do everything, obviously. But what do you think a Queen of Etiquette's going to say then?
Like, Queen of Etiquette is probably going to say, okay, if I was the Queen of Etiquette, I'd say after 22.
25, very close. Good
okay,
on you.
Okay, all right.
Text talk, so spelling things like U, like just the letter U and...
Well, a Queen of Etiquette's probably going to say that that's never appropriate.
Interesting.
And I would say that, you know, by 18 you should be over that.
That's what she said, 18.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
You are quite the queen, aren't you?
I am a Queen of Etiquette.
Yes, queen. Mm-hmm. What about wearing a bikini? When should women stop wearing bikinis?
Never. Oh, God, you want good radio. Okay.
When would she say that?
She would say that women, no.
Do you want to hear what she says about it?
Yes.
When the skin starts to be more relaxed used to be.
Piss off.
That's the time to ditch the bikini.
No, it's not.
And low-cut tops and opt for a more subtle approach
it's
to
gravity. And you know what? Coming from a woman now, this is worse. This is worse. Mm.
Don't shoot the messenger, mate. I'm just here telling you to grow up. Okay?
You can wear a bikini whenever you want.
I know I can.
It's
funny how
it's like when it's up the bum tight skin, you know, it's all like, oh, I mean, we don't like it, but we like it. Mm. But then when it's like, you know, quote, saggy skin, then we've got a problem with it. No. Sorry. Okay, Tom, what else have you got?
Everyone's beautiful in their own way. The age limit on that's 50, by the way, according to Queen of Etiquette Laura Windsor.
Oh,
moving on.
Let's get her on the phone.
Wearing skinny jeans.
Oh, skinny jeans. I mean, skinny jeans. Well, I would say skinny jeans is more an older format now anyway because we're into looser pants.
Mm.
So skinny jeans, I would say, oh God, I don't know.
Go with your gut. What do you think?
65.
45. Terrible choice. Having a casual fling.
Never.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. There's no age limit, she says.
God. All right. Good.
Yeah. You're allowed to. What about having long hair? How long are women allowed to have long hair for?
Okay. Let me say this, right? My devil's sister, who lived in Canada, she had long grey hair. And I remember being younger and being like, oh, my God. You know, you never see an older woman with long hair ever because everyone just cuts it, right?
Yeah.
And I was always like, no, I'm going to be an older woman with long hair.
I love that.
Long-haired old
it's
woman.
It's great.
Yeah. So she's saying, I bet you she's saying 60.
Nah, 50. She says long hair, especially grey hair, can add years on people and thinking it adds character isn't an excuse.
Oh.
Here we go. What about you? What about you? Sorry. Having a drunken ciggy. How old are you? You're 40.
What about you?
You're 41, so 42. Is that the cutoff? Next year I'll stop.
Nah, absolutely. I'll forever do that. I can't ever. Yeah, I'm not saying smoking's good, but sometimes, you know, when the scotch hits right, and the dance floor is going, and someone's like, do you want one? And I'm like, yeah.
Nah. Queen of Etiquette, Laura Windsor, says never. You shouldn't at any age.
You shouldn't
obviously.
Never. Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Being a picky eater, how old should you?
Seven.
Before you, yeah, right? I agree. Stop being a picky eater. Grow up. 30, she says.
30.
If you're still a picky eater at 31.
Well, that's normally when your body says, hey, you know how I've been fine with dairy my whole life?
Yes.
Absolutely not now.
Yeah.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It was Mother's Day yesterday and we went to Werribee to Kim and Nay's house, my sister and brother-in-law's, and they threw a Mother's Day brunch for the mums, which was nice. Beautiful, right? Good on him. And so I was in charge of the fruit platter and, you know, it's hard to put a fruit platter together, I'll say. But what I did do is that I said, Daddy, do you reckon when you go to the market you can get me some fruit so I don't have to pay for it?
Oh, okay.
And you can just get me some bulk stuff.
So what's hard about making a fruit platter?
It's making it look good.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
The fruit's there. I mean, deal with
so
it.
So this is what I decided on, right? Grapes.
Yep.
Cantaloupe.
You mean rock melon?
Anyway, the orange one. Peponche. There you go. Peponche. Kiwi fruit. Watermelon. And, yeah.
Kiwi fruit's such a wild choice.
No, it's not.
You eat it with
and
the
passion
hair
fruit.
On. And passion fruit.
Mm.
You know, on a platter. Seems like a messy sort of... Did you put teaspoons out for them to
eat? Why is the passion fruit messy?
Because how are you getting it out of the half of the...
Okay.
The passion fruit.
So this is the thing.
Are you using a spoon or are you making people use their tongue?
This is the thing. Don't.
Like
I'm not in the mood for your mouth
Is that
today.
How I get
Yeah, no, I'm not in the mood for your mouth. So what it is that Jimmy's like, oh, because I grab the passion fruit and you cut it in half and you leave the open shell there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, what you do is you grab it and you pour it, you drizzle it over the fruit platter. And I'm like, hold up. No, you do not do that. And he goes, but then everyone gets some. And I'm like, no.
What?
With the fruit platter, you leave the passion fruit. And if someone's like, oh, I'll like that, there's cutlery going around, you see.
Yeah.
Because it's a brunch.
Put spoons out.
It's a brunch.
Yeah.
So then you grab a spoon.
Yeah.
And I'm yelling at you now. You grab a spoon and a couple of lucky people get passion fruit.
I don't want tangy watermelon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so,
if you're pouring passion fruit on my watermelon, it's going to be too tangy. I've done lots of mouth noises.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm being so serious right now. One more mouth noise and I'll have to leave. I cannot today. Today, I just cannot.
I'm sorry. It's just we're
Thank
talking
you.
A lot
I appreciate
about
it.
Mouth
but
stuff.
You cannot just, no one does passion fruit, drizzles it all over. I had to literally grab him and just be like, slap it out of his hand. Like, no. So they're rules, okay, people? And I ask you to all follow them.
Yeah.
And also, Tom, one of those rules is not getting your tongue out in the passion fruit at my next event.
I've just realised why it's called passion fruit.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
I went out for dinner on Saturday night and went to a venue on Paco.
Yeah.
And... I don't know how specific I should be. Let's not be too specific.
No. Don't be specific.
There's an outdoor and an indoor area.
Oh, I know exactly where you're talking about. Yeah.
And I, because I'm quite old, I was like, okay, let's do like early dinner.
Yeah.
Right. And so I got there first and it was like right on 5. It was just before 5. And so I feel like we were in between lunch and dinner service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right?
So it was real quiet. It was lovely. Walked in, got a drink, sat down, chilled, waited for, you know, my friends to arrive. So then as I'm sitting there, I'm just like people watching a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of people though, so it's not much.
So you're just staring at one person.
Well, a bit. Just eyeballing. But when I was walking in, a lady was walking out, so I was sort of done the – hold the door sort of – And you know
Good
me,
man.
Very awkward about it. So, and she's like, thank you. I'm like, no worries. And get my drink and go back out and sit down at the table. And I'm sort of sitting by the door, as I say, in the outside area, looking out towards Paco, out towards the street. And she's with the person that she's been hanging out with.
Yeah.
And She seemed pretty, like, sturdy on her feet. Like, not noticeably, there was... It didn't look like she'd had a real long boozy lunch or anything.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm, like, looking at my phone and then sort of looking around. And then I look over and I'm like, what is going on over there? So they're up closer to the street, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking across the tables at them and I'm like, there is too many limbs there. And it, oh, oh my goodness.
What?
They were just on each other.
Making
like,
out.
Oh, just going to town on each other.
Making out.
Yeah. 5 o'clock on a Saturday evening.
I love that.
On Paco.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I feel like I should sit on the other side of the table. I'm going to change chairs. So I'm looking the other direction.
Oh.
I was like, they look, I mean, good on them. They look like they're having fun.
They've gone out for lunch, a bit of a date, yeah, and then they're like, we've just waited hours for this. Let's go.
Good, like, I mean, it's good. I mean, good to be in love and stuff, but do we all need to see it? Like,
it is a bit of a weird one. Kind of, I'm not big on PDA.
Yeah.
Like, for Jimmy and I. Like, I'm not really...
I can't imagine you sort of... Like, this was, like, two people, one chair sort of arrangement.
Yeah, but in saying that...
Yeah.
On our first date, oh, I kissed him in the street.
Did you?
Oh, I did.
You dirty stop out. Did you really?
Out on Moorabool Street here.
Oh, here, at the front of work.
Not out the front of work.
I'll be able to get that on camera.
I did do it.
Yeah.
And, you know... I'm your father, I'll do what you want me to do. But it's not something that we do often in the street.
Passion in the street?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how long's it been now? 5-6 years?
That's don't you worry. We passion the kitchen.
Don't worry. I do not need to know anything about it. Do you guys hold hands, though, when you're walking? Like, you walk on the beach with Wombi and hold hands or whatever?
Oh, it might be. He'll put his arm around me for a second and then I'm like, no, I can't. I can't do this.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not much of a PDA person.
I'm a hand holder. I like to hold
hands. Of course you are. Of course you are. And you'd be holding hands and rubbing the top of their hand at the same time somehow. You'd be just like...
Well, that's classic.
You'd be doing the thumb thing.
It's a classic
thumb
erogenous
rub.
Zone. Sorry.
Disgusting.
I'm sorry. I hate it. I hated saying it.
Did you you love a bit of PDA?
I don't. No. Well, see, that's too far, right? So there's a line.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I feel like... No, don't worry about it. I just feel maybe like
if the time's right.
I feel like I was at the conception of their future child. I was having a spicy marg and
yeah.
Maybe her name is Marg. And
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.